words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
So, in reflecting on the scriptures for this Sunday, I was reminded of the first time that I had ever babysat little kids. I grew up without any brothers or sisters, so my parents in their infinite wisdom thought that I would be a perfect candidate to become a babysitter. And the first kids that I ever babysat were children of my parents' friends. There were three of them. There was a boy who was about 6, a girl who was 4, and another little boy who was about 2.5. He was old enough that you could talk to him, but still young enough that he was still in diapers. And his was the first diaper I ever changed. And I did it all wrong, so I had to ask him, is this right? So I had to turn the diaper around. It was an exploration for me. Because this was the first time in my life that I had responsibility for other children. Responsibility not just to feed them, to entertain them, to make sure that they got to bed on time, but also responsibility to keep them safe. And I was responsible not just for them, but for their house as well. Because this was my first time dealing with this, I was so amped up, and my mind went straight to everything that could go wrong. If a pipe burst, I need to deal with that. If a fire started, it's on my shoulders, and heaven forbid if anyone tried to break in while I'm babysitting, I'm the adult in the room. And I was so keyed into this. I think after the night was over and I went home, I didn't sleep a wink. And so I can certainly feel resonance with Jesus when he says, what the Father has given him is greater than all else, and no one will snatch these sheep out of his hands. That type of vigilance, that type of protective care was, I think, what I was feeling that night that I babysat. There's more resonances, too, between babysitting and being a good shepherd. And namely, it is that what you're caring for is fundamentally not your own. You remember, shepherds in ancient Judea are pretty poor. They're at the bottom of the economic ladder. And they generally do not own the sheep that they care for. Now, Jesus makes a differentiation between hired hands, those who come in just for a night or for a week to watch over sheep, and shepherds who are with the sheep year after year, season after season, who get to know their shepherd. But even those shepherds are generally either the youngest son in the family or a nephew or maybe a confidant of the family who's had a long-standing relationship, but they don't own the sheep. If you're wealthy enough to own a flock, you're also wealthy enough not to have to spend time with your flock. So shepherds care for sheep that are not theirs. And Jesus does make this distinction. His flock, primarily the people of Israel, belong to Yahweh. They belong to his Father. And they've been entrusted to him, placed into his hands. Just as shepherds don't own their sheep, I didn't own these children who I was caring for. I was a steward. I was caring for something that was fundamentally not my own. And we hear in Jesus' parables about stewardship from time to time, caring for something that is not your own. In reflecting on what it's like to be a steward, I realized I really do care very deeply about that which has been put into my hands, but that's not mine. If I ever borrowed a toy from a friend when I was a little kid, I took such good care of that toy. And I returned to my friend whole, and probably cleaned up a bit too. My own toys, not so much. I probably lost a few and broke a few, but if I borrowed something, if something was put into my care, I cared for that thing so well. And if you think back into your lives, maybe that's the same for you as well, that when you are stewards, caring for something that is fundamentally not your own, you might care for it a little bit more than you would if it was just something that you take for granted because you own it yourself. This Good Shepherd Sunday, I'm going to invite us to approach through the lens of stewardship. also this month, if you check in your service programs in the back, you'll notice that this is Creation Care Month. The church has invited us to reflect in an intentional way about what it's like to care for creation, which is God's creation. It's not our own. We are stewards of this world. What is it like to be a steward? Now, when you approach the task of stewardship, I think that there's actually two different ways of approaching it. The first might be the way I approached it, the way I approached babysitting, immediately going to everything that could go wrong. This is an overwhelming task. I am not qualified to be a babysitter. And what's more, what else could go wrong? I have responsibility for three lives and a house that costs more than I can possibly fathom in my teenage mind. This is overwhelming. You might imagine Saul having the same initial reaction. God, I am not worthy to be your evangelist. I persecuted your people. And what's more, you want me to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus, all around the Mediterranean to plant churches far and wide? This is an overwhelming task. And if we approach creation care, we can very well have that same mindset. It's a huge world, and there is so much that's wrong with it. We are confronted with global warming, rising oceans, pollution far and wide. How can I, as one person, address this overwhelming task? I am not up to it as a steward. That's one way of approaching stewardship. The second way is through the trust that we have in God. We are not stewards alone. God is with us every step of the way. Certainly for Saul, who became Paul, granted he had a little bit of a zealot personality to begin with, but the zeal that he brought into his work as an evangelist, planting those churches and then following up with them, letter after letter, cultivating them, encouraging them, that passion came from God. It came from the Spirit that came into his heart to change him, to convert him into being an instrument of God's grace. And likewise, when we are called to be stewards of creation, we don't do it alone. God is there with us every step of the way to give us strength and to help us to approach the task in a manageable way. Each and every one of us are called to be stewards of creation. This month, at the end of the month, on Saturday, April 30th, there's a breakfast here, a morning of reflection with a Brown Bag lunch. I encourage you to reflect seriously about coming to this morning of reflection on what it's like to be stewardship, because we are called to be stewards first and foremost out of the grace of God. God created this world and saw that it was good, not that it was an unmanageable task to maintain. And that sense of grace and goodness is what we are called to step into as stewards. This spring and this summer, I very strongly invite all of us to think about how we can be better stewards of this world, how God is calling us, but most importantly, how God is walking with us as stewards in all those small ways that we can cultivate and shepherd the world around us.